The Southern Watchman, October 9th, 1901. To workers in our institutions. A testimony read to the Southern Publishing Association employees, Sunday morning, September 29th, 1901. Ellen G. White. The Lord would have all who are laborers in His institutions free from selfishness. For the lover of self is a transgressor of the law. Those who are truly united to Christ will reveal the glory of God. Those whom God will accept for His work must be as true as steel to principle. They must be men and women who are emptied of self, who give evidence that they are wearing Christ's yoke and manifesting His meekness and lowliness of heart. The Word of God is to be lived as well as preached. It is to be brought into every phase of the Christian's work. Those who fill places of trust and responsibility must die to self if they would have the Lord rule and guide their lives. The soul temple must be cleansed and the heart's door opened to let Jesus in. The obeying of the Word by all connected with God's institutions will lead to a state of things vastly different from that which now exists. There will be a putting away of fleshly lusts and greed for gain. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We are to show supreme love to God. The salvation of precious souls must engage our first and highest thought. We are to manifest mercy, benevolence, and the tenderest pity for all. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. As workers for God, we must take hold of this work. Our love must be revealed in good works. This will give power to the truth, and there will be no limit to plans for the salvation of souls. Those engaged in any department of our institutions should realize that they are there to work for God. They are co-laborers with Jesus. No selfishness should mar their work. Many who acknowledge that our institutions belong to the Lord and that they are connected with them as His laborers neglect the claims of God. Yet they do not sense that they are doing wrong. They are shut up to self-serving. Let them not suppose that they can live a life of selfishness, merely serving their own interests, and then at last enter into the joy of their Lord. He who refuses to impart to others that which he has received will at last find that he has nothing to give. It will be said, "Take the talent from him." We should not mistake the enjoyment of our blessings for the use we should make of them. Many try to excuse themselves from active Christian work because they are incapable. God did not make them so. They have drifted along, carrying no responsibility, thinking of self and pleasing self. Continual neglect and misuse of their talent has caused it to be given to another. Talent employed increases the gift, but when used only to bless self, it diminishes and finally is withdrawn. How few realize that they are responsible for the work they have failed to do by not using their entrusted talent as they should have done. God would have each worker develop the attributes of his character: compassion, long-suffering, tenderness, and love. Angels from heaven stand by the side of all who do service in leading souls to Christ. Those who unite heart and soul in the work of God will be prepared to work in Christ's lines. With humble, devoted reverence, they will labor on the right hand and on the left, using their God-given capabilities to save their fellow men. With singing and praise and thanksgiving, they rejoice with God and the heavenly host as they see souls uplifted and helped. The Lord would have His institutions cleansed and elevated to a high and holy standard. Those connected with them He would beautify with the spirit of holiness and have them express the image of His dear Son. He would have them real helps and not hindrances. Christ's righteousness is abundantly imputed to all who hunger and thirst for it. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Every soul that truly accepts Jesus as his personal Savior will pant for the privilege of serving God. He will covet toil, hardship, and sacrifice if only he may follow in Christ's footsteps. Workers connected in our institutions are to be united in bonds of sympathy and kindness. They must remember that they are to be faithful stewards, having compassion on those who may err. They are to cultivate patience, brotherly kindness, and forbearance. It is Satan who leads us to be unfeeling, without compassion or tenderness. Those in responsible positions are to be humble. If they have the love of Christ abiding in the heart, they will not want to hurt and condemn. Instead of destroying, they will seek to restore. They will rid themselves of the unmerciful spirit which so greatly offends God. We are engaged in the work of the Most High. He will accept the work of no man who hurts and discourages Christ's heritage. Let us not weave into the web of our work one thread of selfishness, neglect, and careless of others. Oh, that all the Lord's institutions might be bright and shining lights to lead souls to God. This is the purpose for which the institutions are established, and it is for this that men and women should accept a place in them as God's workers.